Hey guys, Jeff here from 204411. Just finished doing one of the podcasts with Teddy, and I still kind of wanted to hang out, but I want to do a little something different. So I kind of wanted to create my own little podcast, a little mini episode maybe, or maybe a series of them, where I kind of show you guys what I do in my living room with my own instruments. Kind of, this is me playing guitar over my lute. And maybe give kind of everybody a little slice of my musical life and where I've kind of come from in Winnipeg. I know that we have a big musical scene here. We're very interested in a lot of different kinds of music, and also a lot of live music in, you know, acoustic performances, folk stuff, and I'm really into that kind of stuff and a lot of bluesy things. So without further ado, I'm just gonna jam on a little bit, and then I'll play you guys a couple of tracks that have really influenced me that maybe you haven't heard from some artists like Stevie Ray Vaughan, and some guys who he actually covers, and I'll give you a little musical history then. So let's tune in. Probably you've heard Teddy's cat Bonnie over at her place, her little kitten there. She's pretty noisy, but I gotta say, my guy might give her a run for the money when it comes to the noise department, so hopefully he's not too vocal when I'm doing these things, but he does have a tendency to kind of like to participate when I start jamming. So yeah, that's just a little kind of finger-picking thing that I do with some of my gear. I have this little pedal like I might have you might have heard me talk about in a couple previous episodes, where it just allows me to layer different instruments like guitar, vocals, or pretty much anything really. Like I can even hold a mic up to it and like hit a hand drum or a tambourine if I want to add in that kind of thing. So it's really nice to create that one-man band effect, and I use it as a practice partner, so I can just kind of create my own backing track and then just jam over it. Whole bunch of different layers if I want, and it's nice also if you want to create your own track from like a multi-guitar band, like something like Leonard Skinner maybe. I know they have three different guitarists going at the same time, but they all kind of interweave. So you can play all different three passages on this loop pedal here, and then create your own open song and sing over top if you want. But I'll give you a little history about me. So I kind of grown up here in the South End, like I mentioned before. Born and raised in Winnipeg. I was actually kind of classically trained guitar-wise. It was one of those stories you might have heard before where, you know, the kid wasn't super interested in playing, but grandma really knew what it was going to mean to me in the future to be able to play an instrument like the guitar. So she paid for some lessons down at the university, actually for years actually, and I had a great guitar teacher named Ian Hodges. He still does some guitar work in the city. I know you can look him up. He does have still a website and an email you can access, and pretty much that's where I got my start doing the conservatory style finger picking classical nylon string. And then I remember going to summer camps and things like that. You know, like when I was younger, I'd go to church summer camp and people would be sitting around the fire and they'd be strumming the guitar. And I'd be like, what is that? You know, like, what are you doing? You know, what, how are you playing all the strings at once? Like, I, you know, I only play them, like, you know, in patterns with my fingers. So from then on, like, it really kind of opened the door to the fact that I wasn't really, I was doing a style of music that I wasn't really super into. And at that point in my life, I really wasn't into music in general, because when I was growing up, my parents never really exposed me to a lot of the things that they enjoyed for some reason. After I had talked to them later on about it, they said that they wanted to kind of expose me to what they said was like almost the kiddie music that was going on at that time. So they didn't expose me to things like Bob Dylan or Fleetwood Mac that they were listening to necessarily, that I know a lot of my friends got. So as I got older, I kind of realized that there's this whole other style of music outside of the crap that I got exposed to and just basic classical stuff. But beyond that, I quit playing guitar actually when I was about 16 or so, I would say. Like, I played from about 8 years old to 16 for about 8 years. And at that point, I really stepped back from it because it wasn't something that I was really passionate about. As I had said, I wasn't really doing the style of music that I really enjoyed. And I got into other things like playing paintball, kind of amateur, semi-professionally, going across Canada and things like that. That's another story. But fast forward to my college days and the last year of my university, I have an arts degree in sociology. And I picked up my old nylon string after a breakup with a girl, and just kind of really got back into it. And then it continued after, we had broken up a little bit later on, but it continued then. I had picked up this nylon that I'd originally started learning on, and then kind of as I graduated, I was gifted this nice Taylor 100 series that I'm playing on right now. So it's nothing super fancy, but it's still pretty fancy for me. It's kind of a plug-in acoustic electric, so you can actually plug it into an amplifier and play it louder through and through pedals and things if you want. And it also has like an EQ system to control the levels and the gain and things. So it really kind of opened the door to that whole side of the world to me. And then I've gotten back into everything, really, when it comes to music. I mean, I've started... obviously from there, you had the jumping point into electric instruments. I play bass. I started going into doing the keyboards, some synthesizers. My wife is playing piano, so I was getting into that as well. I used to play trombone, so I started integrating that. So I've really kind of gone wholeheartedly into this whole music thing, but that really comes from my passion when it comes to music. And one of my loves is the blues. And I know in Winnipeg, we're a big blues town. So I'm going to play you one track from a guy that you guys have probably heard before, but this is a little bit more of a deep cut. This is by Stevie Ray Vaughan, and it's called Life by the Drop. It's actually a cover that was done of a gentleman named Doyle Bramhall, who's also a Texas blues legend. And he was kind of a backing man for the Vaughan Boys for a long time, and really never was in the limelight. But he himself is a legend in his own right, and he wrote this song kind of in a different flavor. But then when Stevie Ray picked it up and started playing it, he really added a different sense, because it was right after he had cleaned up his alcohol and drug addictions and things. He had just gotten out of rehab near the end of his life. He had died in a plane, a tragic helicopter crash, if you didn't know. And right before that, he had just come out of rehab and clean and sober. And, you know, this song really had a flavor that kind of spoke to a lot of his audience that really felt like he was missing from them. So let's hear Life by the Drop. And I'm sorry, you'll probably hear me messing with a lot of my cables, because I'm just pretty much mixing this show live and plugging my amps in and stuff as they go.
Started over again.
By the Drop by Stevie Ray Vaughan. Sorry if there's any pops or anything. I'm kind of moving the mics around a little bit as I go. I have everything set up all kind of around. I haven't figured out the arrangement yet. But Stevie Ray has always been a super influential guy, and I love playing a lot of his blues and really just listening to any of his music. I know when it comes to the electric... Oh, I got a message on my laptop there, it looks like. Hey, yeah, it looks like my partner's telling me that the 204-411 blog will be up. So that's really good. And so I'm gonna play you guys another piece. This is one I have not written, but I really enjoy playing, and it's called The Power of the Gospel, and it's by Ben Harper. So he was a gentleman kind of in the 90s and things. I know he was I don't know the exact history at all. I know he's the son of a celebrity couple, or perhaps just a single celebrity. But he always has all these stories about going down to see like Bob Marley and things like that, and being backstage and really being kind of in the artist community. And he himself is a really soulful guy. Like, he did a lot of stuff with Jack Johnson when Jack was just getting started and things like that. And Ben really has that Hawaiian style. This itself is actually not one of his originals. I'll play one of his originals later, but this is a cover as well. I'm not sure who did it, but this is Ben's cover of The Power of the Gospel. So I'm going to do a little bit of finger picking, and then it kind of gets a little down-home rootsy, and I might sing a little bit. We'll see. I got some nice Gaikuru tea here that will soothe my throat if I try. Let's hear a little Power of the Gospel. Thank you. So yeah. Sorry if I changed up rhythm there in the very end. It's really difficult to sing that song in entirety. I had to record it in a couple takes, so sorry if it kicks out there in the beginning when I was just pressing play. So yeah, that's The Power of the Gospel by Ben Harper. Beautiful piece. I don't really do it justice in my interpretation of it, but if you guys have YouTube and you're looking for some beautiful acoustic and obviously some pretty haunting kind of bluesy, rootsy lyrics and rhythm at the very end there, check out The Power of the Gospel by Ben Harper. A lot of his other stuff is really more finger-picking-y, more romantic style. Still really good, not romantic in the sense like Ben or John Mayer, but more just like... So that was like, how are the lyrics for that one go? It's like waiting on an angel. Yeah, so some crap like that. But, not some crap. It's a beautiful song, but, you know, it's just a little different. And it's more of a sensitive kind of quiet time song. So I'm not really going to get into that. But I'm going to go back into a little bit more kind of bluesy thing. I wanted to play that track by Dole Bramhall that I really enjoy. He was the gentleman who actually played the original Stevie Ray Vaughan track that I just put on a little while ago. But this is one of his songs, and it came from the Crossroads Festival with Eric Clapton. So I'm gonna move my mic up a little bit here because I gotta play this off my laptop. Hey guys, so that didn't really work. I plugged the laptop in to try to play some music for you guys and it shut off the podcast. So we've relocated to my basement and I'm gonna try to play you guys the DVD off of my my DVD player and just through the surround sound. So this is Dole Bramhall's Cry with Alice Smith, and it's actually from the Madison Square Garden Crossroads Festival, the Eric Clapton Guitar Festival. So let's give it a listen. And this is one of my favorite tracks, and very beautiful, and Alice Smith has just the most soulful voice. So let's sit back and check it out. Thanks for listening. I'm going to be doing this a little bit more often, I think, just kind of giving my own perspective on what I've learned from music and kind of giving you tracks that I've been meddling around with and just that kind of thing. So let's listen to the rest of this track and hopefully you guys will tune in next time. Thanks again for listening to Jeff's Music Corner on 204-411. So yeah, thanks for tuning in again, and hopefully you guys listen in next time. Again, that's Jeff from 204-411 saying thanks and have a good night.